Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it's time for our live local interview. I have a special guest in the studio with me this morning. It's Susan Briles. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is getting to be a routine for us.
It is. I like it.
It's awesome. So Susan is the Patient Health Benefits Manager at Search, and we are here to talk about specifically about Medicare, and Susan is an expert because she is a certified master Medicare counselor. Tell me what that means, Susan.
I just know a lot about Medicare. And not only that, but I was an insurance agent prior to moving to Alaska that specialized in Medicare, so I know Medicare pretty well. And the state office in Anchorage, the state Medicare office, gives us those certifications.
And you've also been doing this for a long time.
Yes, I have.
So we're here to talk about a Medicare presentation that you're hosting that's coming up at the end of this month on the 30th of April. Let's talk about Medicare first. What is it and who qualifies?
Okay, Medicare is a federal health insurance plan that was it was enacted in 1965, I believe. And it is the federal health care. And anyone age 65 or over and people who are on disability for 24 months, in their 25th month, they'll get Medicare as well. And Medicare consists of two parts. Medicare Part A is your inpatient hospital coverage. It covers you whenever you're admitted into the hospital, and it's actually really, really good coverage. Medicare Part B is your health coverage. It covers doctor's visits, durable medical equipment, surgeries, anything a doctor does, really. So that's Medicare A and B. Medicare A, Part A, is usually premium-free for people who've paid into Social Security for at least 10 years.
So premium-free means?
You've already paid for it.
Okay.
And Part B is not totally premium-free, but in my opinion, it's still pretty inexpensive. Right now, it's $185 a month. But that's for 80% coverage. It's hard to find that high level of coverage in the open market.
Okay, and there are, so that's Part A and B, again, for people who are 65 and older or have a disability.
Right.
So there's another one, Part D. We'll skip letter C for a moment.
Yeah, please. Yeah, Part D is our prescription coverage. And so for people who aren't on Alaska Care or a federal retirement plan, they buy their prescription coverage from private companies. And that's Part D. We have 12 plans available to us in Southeast Alaska this year. One of them actually is $0 premium, and then they go all the way up to like $110 a month. But it's really easy to enroll into Part D. I would advise people who are looking at getting into it to call us so we can do what's called a prescription drug evaluation for them to make sure they're getting the best price.
And it's a little tricky because D is optional.
Right, right.
But it's encouraged that you get D right away, if I understand that correctly.
It is. You don't want to incur a penalty.
Okay.
That you'll have to pay for the rest of your life.
So, okay.
Yeah, we try and avoid that.
Okay, so another topic that often comes up when we talk about Medicare is something called Part C, or Medicare Advantage, or supplementals. There's multiple topics here.
Right.
So let's talk about C or advanced.
Okay. Medicare Advantage plans, Part C,
Advantage.
they're often referred to as Part C. We do not have those in Alaska. And after being a Medicare agent in Oregon, where we did have them, I can tell you we're really not missing out. It's just regular old health insurance. You're going to spend money out of pocket quite a bit. We just don't have the population to support those type of plans in Alaska. So what we have instead is Medicare supplement policies. And I actually like them a lot better anyway. So Medicare supplement policies pay the costs that Medicare covers but doesn't pay. So they fill in the gaps for Medicare. And you really end up getting very thorough coverage.
Okay. So what are some of the things that are not covered under Medicare?
As we were talking about, dental and vision and hearing. So the things that go bad as we get older are not covered. And unfortunately, in Alaska, we really don't have any good alternatives for those. Unless you have retirement coverage, there's not a lot of good plans on the open market, unfortunately.
Okay, so when you host this Medicare presentation on mm-hmm. April 30th, you'll be talking about A and B, like we've talked about this morning, and mm-hmm. then D and supplemental. Is dental and vision and hearing also something that you like to try to discuss?
Or? Well, I mean, we talked about it to the extent that there isn't much I can do to help you with it, unfortunately. You know, the best thing to do if you're looking for a dental policy is to talk to your dentist. They're usually the ones that have the best information because they know who they contract with.
Okay. So if you are thinking about applying for Medicare, there's an enrollment process.
Correct.
And can you let us know, our listeners know, what's involved with that enrollment process?
Sure. So if you're collecting Social Security, which these days not many people at the age of 65 are collecting Social Security, but it's everybody's own private business. If you're on Social Security, you're going to automatically be enrolled in Part A and Part B.
So meaning if you're already receiving Social Security
yep.
benefits.
Yep, okay. Exactly. And then for people who aren't, which I think is the majority of people out there, you have to enroll yourself, and we can most certainly help you with that. We've seen a little bit of a change in how Social Security is handling that since the beginning of the year, and it's become just a little bit more complicated, but we can help you navigate that the best we can.
Okay. Let's remind people about then the upcoming presentation on the 30th. So what mm-hmm. can people expect?
So listen to me talk for about an hour.
That's
I've got
a
you know, a presentation that pretty much just updates on anything that's new with Medicare, talk about, you know, all the different parts, how to avoid penalties, things like that. I give the presentation, and then I'm available to take questions afterwards. We're going to provide light refreshments, so I would like people to make reservations so I have an idea of how many people I'm going to have attend. Mm-hmm. That really helps us in advance. And, it should be good. We usually have a pretty good turnout, and we usually have a pretty good time.
Okay. So what day of the week is that, and what time does it start?
It's Wednesday, April 30th at 11 a.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Okay, so that's 1 week from today.
Yep.
Okay, at 11 a.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And mm-hmm. how long will it last?
I'd say that my presentation usually takes about an hour, maybe a little bit less. And then we'll talk about whatever comes up. I usually get some really good questions. I like a really interactive audience. I like an interactive group because we often talk about really interesting things. So everybody's situation with Medicare is unique. And it's important that you talk to somebody who knows Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate any new questions this year?
You've
been doing this for a while.
Okay. I hope. I seem to be surprised just about every time I do this. I really look forward to those surprising questions.
Okay. So people should register mm-hmm. and reserve a seat ahead of time.
Yeah.
So how would they do that?
966-8684. And that rings to my team over at Search. And we will just jot your name down and expect you to attend.
Well, we should talk a little bit about the office that you have, actually, if we can. So you have a team. Who mm-hmm. who else is on your team, and what are their responsibilities?
The patient health benefits team. I have Angela, who handles our HRSA, you know, our small community sliding fee scale. And I have Hillary Russom, who is now patient health benefits lead. So she's kind of my right hand. And then we have Amy Catanzaro here in Sitka as well. And I also have Kendall Bailey, who we're hoping will to return real soon from having a child. Mm-hmm. And then I have Mariah Enloe in Juneau.
Oh, my gosh. So there's six of you
that are
here to help people navigate mm-hmm. all things with health benefits, not just Medicare.
Right. We handle a lot of programs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, super. Well, we are just about out of time. If people want to contact you directly mm-hmm. with a Medicare question,
sure.
Since you're the Medicare specialist.
Yeah, they can call me at 966-8662.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Susan Briles. She is the Patient Health Benefits Manager at Search about an upcoming event at Harrigan Centennial Hall. It's at 11 a.m., specifically about Medicare. Please reserve a seat. You can call 907-966-8684 to get that seat reserved. Thank you so much for coming in, and all the best for your presentation next week.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. And thank you, listener. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:26, and I'll be back right after this.